I bought a house in Pennsylvania near my family. I have family that I'm always flying there to see. My sisters, my brother-in-laws, my nieces, my nephew. And I'll buy a house near my family. That'll be a lot of fun. I'm the youngest by 9 years. I have one sister in Pennsylvania. She's a health nut. We're very close. We go to a restaurant. I order. She said, he'll have a salad. So I have to order at another table and pretend to go to the bathroom a lot. My other sister, she's going to decorate my house because I'm always on the road. She's going to be my interior decorator. Now, I don't know what that is. I grew up poor, and not the kind of poor where you go, we were poor, but we never knew it. I was certain of it. And I was not happy about it. Periodically, I would say, hey, just want you to know that I know we're poor. So, I can't do anything with a house anyways. I've lived on the road, you know, half of my life. When I bought the house in Vegas, the first week I put the dishes outside for room service. Home Depot, I went to Home Depot. First of all, you could die in there, they'd never find you. Second of all, I realized everything here needs assembly and started to hyperventilate and had to wait in a car. I can't work on anything in the house. If you can do home improvements, if you can do repairs, that's craft, that's God-given talent. I shouldn't do it. I just know I shouldn't do it. If something goes wrong, I call. It made a spark, I'm leaving now. Call me when it doesn't do that anymore. But I didn't have to worry about anything in Pennsylvania because I had my interior decorator to take care of the house for me. She's gonna decorate it. She's gonna shop for the furniture. She's dragged me to 80 furniture stores. I've lived there 18 months. We're still going to furniture stores. I almost killed one furniture guy. I said, I'll take this couch. We'll order it for you. It'll take 14 weeks. It's right here. Help me get it in the truck. No, this is our floor model. If we give you this, people won't know what we have. Yeah, but you don't have it, so help me get it in the truck. I went to one furniture store. I heard angels. Ha, ha, ha. Lazy Boy. Yeah, my furniture's in there. It has my name on it. My sister brings stuff over every day that I'm off the road to decorate the house. She brought over a chestnut roasting pan. It's from the 18th century. Wow. That's great. I was walking around the kitchen the other day going, where's my chestnut roasting pan? I said, well, I guess I'll go get some chestnuts. She said, no, it's just to hang up on the wall. No! You'll pay $250 for that. Out of my money. I'm roasting chestnuts in it. I don't care if I burn the house down. I'm originally from Boston, as I said, and I have an autographed shirt of Larry Bird in my kitchen. I come back from the road, and it's been taken down and replaced with a picture of a giant pear. And she's in front of the pear going, now isn't that better? And I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, but what a giant pear! Was I eating a pear one day and going, this pear is so good. I wish I had something to remind me of it for the rest of my life. And then I asked her, I said, where's my Larry Bird shirt? Oh, I put that away. Where? She has a bad memory. And so I'm going, where? Away. Somewhere. And she does that with a lot of my stuff. She puts it away. So on my days off from the road, I walk around the house looking for all my stuff that's gone away. Why does everything I love go away? And the neighbors see me wandering around the house. Look at that poor little man. He wanders and he's so sad. They can see me because there's no blinds in the house. Yeah, I got an estimate for blinds. You know about blinds? They're expensive. I didn't know that. They want like $5,000. I'm not paying that. If I walk around naked long enough, the neighbors will chip in. I are you, Mr. and Mrs. Lipinski? My family ruined Thanksgiving for me. My first Thanksgiving in the house, I was gonna host it. I never hosted Thanksgiving. I was gonna have it catered. I wanted to be done really nice. They said, no, you always take us to restaurants. We're gonna cater it for you. We'll bring the food. There's 10 of us. My sister brings a 12-pound turkey. Grace did not go the way I would have liked it to. Thank you, God, for the 12-pound turkey. I didn't know they made them that small. It must have got hit by a car. I hope it didn't suffer. Since there are 10 of us, tell me there are 9 more turkeys just like this in the kitchen. Tell me this is like the Cornish game hen of turkeys. And my other sister, the health nut, she brought the vegetables. She brought turnips. People bring stuff to your house. You want to be nice, gracious. How do you like my turnips? I don't think you're supposed to eat these. These suck with butter on them. And nothing sucks with butter on them. Turnips are a horrible vegetable and they show up during the holidays. Nobody cooks turnips on a weekly basis. What is with the turnip? First of all, you can't cook it. You can't cut it with any knife in the kitchen. You have to bounce it off the concrete for an hour to soften it up. Then you have to boil it for 8 hours. If it's that difficult, the turnip doesn't want to be eaten. Turnips are a root vegetable. They grow in the ground. That means at the beginning of the world, God made the turnip and said, no. This didn't come out right. Gabriel, try this. Oh, you don't like it either, huh? I was gonna put it on a tree, but you know what? I'll bury it and they won't find it. Yeah, well, some idiot dug it up and brought it to my house for Thanksgiving.